Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Remember in 2008 when a young, new candidate electrified young voters? Well, this time around, there was a not-so-young candidate, still new to the nation, though, who did the same thing.
Young people understand that they are the future of America, and they intend to help shape that future.
Record numbers of young voters turned out in primaries and caucuses this year. But with about half of millennials identifying as independents, according to the Pew Research Center, how does the next generation plan to govern America? There's a group aiming to bridge the divide in the political world through millennial leadership and entrepreneurial approaches to policy. Stephen Olakara is president and co-founder of the Millennial Action Project, and he's here with me in the studio. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Great to be here.
What has Bernie Sanders' success said about millennials in the political process to you?
Well, it shows that millennials are willing to challenge existing institutions. In addition to that, millennials are looking for authenticity, which polls consistently showed that Bernie Sanders was the most authentic candidate and ranked the highest on the honest and trustworthy scale. So I think millennials gravitated towards that.
The machinery of public policy, legislatures, government are designed to keep this kind of thing at bay. They're not innovative. They tend to maintain the status quo. That might have some advantages, but the kind of thing that you're talking about, the next Uber, the next iPhone, the next sharing economy, walk into Congress and there's a whole lot of nope going on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's why in 2013, in the wake of the government shutdown, we launched the nation's first ever bipartisan youth caucus, the first time in our country that the youngest members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, came together in a generational unification to focus on the issues that we're going to inherit in the long term. And all the dysfunction and partisanship we're seeing right now, it's caused us to govern from short-term crisis to short-term crisis, and we're not addressing the long-term challenges like climate change and our national debt.
I'm still having a little bit of a hard time, as great as this all sounds, and it is, because all kinds of political organization are great to me. I'm having a little bit of a hard time grasping how this is different from the last time I heard about young voters for climate change or the young Democrats or the college Republicans. This kind of thing has always existed, and I need to understand why this is different. Is it because of the power of social media? Is it because of the power of the sharing economy and how that can change the way politics is funded? What is it?
It's those two things plus the power of the circumstance. This year, the parties have been disrupted in many ways. The levels of Americans as a whole identifying as independents, rejecting the two parties as they are, is at an all-time high. And at this moment, in many ways, our organization planned ahead for this moment. There is a huge opportunity. When we see a breakdown in our political system, there's an opportunity for a breakthrough in a new generation of leaders.
And if you can find the right message, I mean, let's get practical for a second. It seems to me that a lot of this power gets harnessed at some point in the future, which may never happen, when you can have a unique identifier and just vote on your iPhone.
Right. And there are lots of interesting political startups and voting apps that are coming online right now. There's a huge opportunity for that. And the fact that we're not seeing it yet shows the amount of challenge that we have in the entrenchment among the incumbents in our political industry. But what I would suggest to people who don't believe that we need change and reinvention in our democracy is for people to look at our founding fathers. Most of the founding fathers in 1776 were under the age of 40. I mean, the founding fathers were basically millennials. James Madison was 29 years old when he was elected to the Continental Congress. He authored the Constitution when he was 36 years old. Thomas Jefferson was 33 when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. So these were young upstarts who created our country. And it's very much in the spirit of our founding fathers that this generation, millennials, have the opportunity to reinvent our democracy.
Stephen Olakara, president and co-founder of the Millennial Action Project. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.